This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, you have illustrated many times that a Christian rejoices in and often chooses suffering. Do we need to question our salvation if we want nothing to do with suffering and pain?
If wanting nothing to do with suffering and pain leads you to make lifestyle choices that are governed only by that escapist mentality over some time, yes. The reason I'm pausing and hesitating is because I think all of us have seasons or brief moments where we don't feel very spiritual, don't feel a lot of confidence in God, don't feel a lot of love and desire for heaven, and the thought of giving up what is presently satisfying, earthly-wise, is almost unthinkable. But I don't think moments or brief seasons of struggle like that have to undo our confidence in God as our Savior. What we need to do at that moment is not question our salvation, but repent. When God makes it plain to us that our hearts aren't right with Him, instead of saying, oh, I might not be a Christian, we should say, oh, I'm sorry, Father, forgive me, restore to me the joy of my salvation, overcome these temptations and fight back. But if a person over time wants nothing to do with suffering, nothing to do with a lifestyle that involves hardship because of the obedience of Christ, that person needs to check, am I in the faith? The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, test yourself to see whether you are in the faith. And so we should.
And I want to be careful here. Can we take at least, I'm not sure if comfort's the right word, but when we look at Gethsemane and see that wrestling that Jesus had, facing the pain that he was about to endure, much more than just physical pain. I mean, does that give us a little bit of a sense? This isn't an easy thing. Even the Son of God wrestled somewhat.
That's right. And I think it would be absolutely naive of us to say that the choices God calls us to make that involve laying aside security, comfort, family, and going to a hard and risky place where there's been violence and where Christians are not admired but shot, to think that a person can be breezy and lighthearted about that kind of decision is stupid. And we will have our Gethsemanes, and we may sweat blood as we say, should I or shouldn't I go there? And that's not a sin to face that struggle if we give God all of his sway in that moment.
And I think something that you have faced as well is that it's not just a personal choice sometimes, but you've had to let go with some of your own sons when they've wanted to travel to those dangerous areas to give their lives on behalf of Christ.
Yeah, it probably oftentimes is just as hard for a relative who isn't going to let a person do a hard thing, take a hard risk. So absolutely, it's never just one person who's affected by Christian suffering. Somebody else is always affected, and the person affected can experience a kind of suffering perhaps that's worse than the one taking the risk.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself, and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.